crucified him on the cross. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And he's coming again for his bride. You are called by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit. As imperfect as we are made perfect in him through Christ in us, the hope of glory, through the Holy Spirit in us and with us. And he comes upon us with anointing power. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 and 14, but we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. That's the truth. To this he called you through our gospel so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Romans 5:5, and hope does not put to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Titus 3:5, he loved us, not because of works we've done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. In Genesis, God says, let us, plural. Elohim, one God. Okay, G-O-D is always G-O-D, but you have the person of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We see in Genesis 22, the Father takes the Son and offers him up, and he goes back to the servants alone, and Isaac moves on, and we don't see Isaac again until he receives his bride. These are pictures, a type of what is fulfilled through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? And as we look after next week, after Phil is here and shares their testimony and shares the Word of God, we're going to look at the person of the Holy Spirit. He's not a force. He's not an it. He's not a what. He is the helper. He is the servant of God. Often goes in Scripture without name because he always points to the Father and to the Son. But he has a very, and we've looked at 9 ministries of the Holy Spirit to us. We're birthed by the Holy Spirit. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit, comforted by the Holy Spirit. He teaches us the truth. He gives us guidance. He gives us peace. He convicts and convinces us. He anoints us, and he is restraining the evil one until the appointed time of Christ's return. Amen? Brother, you got the clothes.